Part 3, finding the insights you need. In the previous part of this podcast, we looked at the kinds of questions you could ask yourself in order to be clearer about what you're looking for from future options. In this section, we look at how you can gather information that will help you to make good decisions. When talking about new career options, people often say, "I won't really know what it's like until I get there." Now, this is, of course, partly true. It is impossible to predict all of the things that you might experience in a new setting and to anticipate the effect they might have on your career satisfaction. However, just because you can't predict everything, that doesn't mean you shouldn't try to find out as much as you can before you make a commitment to a particular course of action. There may be an opportunity to gain some direct experience of a new option if, for example, you're able to volunteer or do temporary work in a particular area. For example, many people who set up their own companies or consultancies do their first jobs for free in order to gain experience and see whether they enjoy it. And also, as a part of the process, they may gain recommendations in order to get future work. Failing that, it's always worth trying to arrange some kind of observation or shadowing of someone who is already doing the job. Such opportunities are sometimes easier to set up than most people think, so it's always worth asking. However, even if this kind of direct experience or observation is not possible, that doesn't mean that you can't learn a lot more than you might think by tapping into other people's experiences. In fact, relying on other people's experiences may be a better way of predicting your own future happiness than you think. In his book, Stumbling on Happiness, psychologist Daniel Gilbert describes numerous observations and experiments which demonstrate that we humans are consistently bad at predicting how we will feel in the future and what things will make us happy. However, he concludes that one of the best ways of predicting our future feelings is to find out what other people are feeling, especially those who've already experienced what we're about to go through. One of the best ways to evaluate future options is to find people who are already living these options or something like them. One of the first tasks, then, is to find those people. Check out our other podcast on networking for some advice on generating and talking to contacts. In this podcast, I will look at how the questions you've already asked yourself can help you to build your network and gather the information you need. First, a couple of questions to help you start the networking process when you don't have existing contacts in a career area that you're interested in. So one question to ask is, who do you already know who has a better chance of knowing someone in this area than you do? Or if you find that difficult to answer, who do you know who has a larger and more diverse network than you do? Because they will have a better chance anyway. If you come up with someone as a result of asking these questions or following any of the advice in the networking podcast, here are some questions you can ask these contacts to generate more ideas for options and other possible contacts. These are based on the outcomes of the why, what, who, and where questions from the previous part of this podcast. If you've identified particular purposes or problems that you'd like to be engaged in as a result of asking why question, you could ask your contacts, "Do you know anyone who might be working on this type of problem or who's trying to achieve this particular purpose in their work?" If you've identified particular activities, skills, or topics that you enjoy as part of the content of your job by asking what questions, you could ask your contact, "Do you know anyone who does a lot of this activity or deals a lot with this topic or uses this skill a lot within their work?" If you've identified particular groups of people that you'd like to engage with as a result of asking who questions, you could ask your contact, "Do you know anyone who works with this particular type of people or these particular communities?" And if you've got a particular geographical limitation, you want to work in a particular place, you could also ask, "Do you know anybody who works here?" Hopefully this should start the process of finding potential contacts and also possibly generating ideas for career options. And sometimes this is more useful than just asking people about job titles they might be aware of. Now you need to think about what you're going to ask these contacts in detail when you meet them. The accompanying handout, Intelligence Gathering, lists quite a few questions to get you started. However, bearing in mind that you're hoping to learn from their experiences, one of the best questions you can ask is, "Can you give me an example of that?" Encouraging your informants to share their stories and their anecdotes with you has several advantages. It helps you to imagine yourself in a new role by putting yourself into the story. It helps you to see how your existing skills might be used within a new context by thinking about how you would deal with the situation that's being described. It means you can form your own opinions about whether you'd like something rather than relying on other people's opinions, because you can think yourself into the situation and think about how much you would be enjoying that experience. It helps you to reshape your own narrative to make the new role a continuation of your story by linking your past experiences to potential future experiences. Whether you gain insights from direct experience or by hearing other people's stories, you will learn more if you spend time reflecting on your encounters. And here are some more questions to ask yourself to help with that learning process. So, what new things did you learn about the role or the industry as a result of that conversation? Or which of your existing assumptions were challenged or reinforced by what you heard? What did you learn about yourself from the way you responded to that encounter? How do you feel about that area now? Do you feel like you belonged? And what new questions do you have that you need to get the answers to?